I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has ordered new evacuations in Rafah. The southern city in Gaza is considered the Palestinian territory's last refuge. That's forcing tens of thousands of people to move as the military prepares to press closer to the city's crowded center. More than half of Gaza's population has been sheltering in Rafah. Israel's defying growing criticism from close ally the United States and others. Its military also says it's moving into part of devastated northern Gaza, where it says Hamas militants have regrouped. During a massive rally in the U.S. state of New Jersey, former U.S. President Donald Trump talked about the war in Gaza.
There would have been no war in Gaza with me in the White House. There would not have even been a chance. You know, Iran was broke when I was president. I said, if you buy oil, anybody buys oil from Iran, they can't do business with the United States. They were totally broke. Now they have $250 billion. They made it all in 3.5 years. When I was president, we had peace in the Middle East like never before, and I got the Abraham Accords done when nobody thought it was possible.
Trump also said he would not tolerate the discord on university campuses like the pro-Palestinian protests that interrupted the 2024 graduation ceremony at the University of California, Berkeley, on Saturday.
The encampment is civil disobedience of the sort Berkeley has long witnessed, and my efforts to bring it to a peaceful end are in line with how this university has historically dealt with similar protests.
And that's UC Berkeley Chancellor Carol Crist, who said that she also understood both sides of the argument and the fighting in Gaza, and said she empathized with those who were killed. More at voanews.com.